It's November 18th, 2022. Ward Green here. It is 14:09 hours, and I've reached bowel tolerance with 6 grams of vitamin C. That's 78 grams since I first had the sore throat. Now, since I reached bowel tolerance with only 6 grams, and I took it with salt, not sugar, with Himalayan salt, not sugar, and it's quite palatable that way. That's better than sugar because sugar's deadly. I mean, it's horrible stuff. Salt is actually needed by the body anyway, especially when you're getting enough calcium. And I have had two lattes today already, or was it one or two? I'm trying to think. Well, that's not even important, but it is important, maybe. Let me think. I believe I had 2 lattes today. Two matcha tea lattes. But because I reached bowel tolerance, and I'm going to have to talk about vitamin C. I'm a newly converted vitamin C believer. I'm not an expert or anything, but I know the experts, what they have said about it, the people who are expert in vitamin C. And they do say 2 grams every 20 minutes, and that's what I took. So after three rounds, which is about, that's exactly 1 hour, actually, you know, but for me, it's a little more than an hour because I don't exactly make it on time every 20 minutes. So, but I reached bowel tolerance and it's so desperate. And I knew I couldn't take any more. Like my body was saying, I don't want to take any more vitamin C. My mind was saying, no, I'm not going to have more. And so, but that happens. And yesterday I took 12. Today, 6, to reach bowel tolerance. And then my bowels, after I said, no, I'm not going to have more. Just a minute here. Hang on. After I said, no, I'm not going to have more, more vitamin C, no, I don't want more, is what I was thinking. And then I went and did my business in the bathroom because I had a desperate... I almost didn't make it to the bathroom. So that means I'm not infected. That's what that means. That means the infection is gone. So this sore throat is probably not an infection. It's something else. And I don't know what it is, but not yet. I don't know. But it's apparently not an infection, or the infection is getting less. Something like that. It could be a persistent infection because each day I've taken less. I took 60 grams. In the first, what was that? Was that in 1 day? I'm trying to think. When did I take the 60 grams? I've got the records anyway. Let me check. And after I talk about that, I'm going to show you this recycling bin repair that I'm doing. I'm just about to start doing. So the 24 grams, that was the 15th. Okay. 24 grams on the 15th. That was all in 1 day. Then I took 42 on the 16th. Or is this all the 16th? This is all the 16th. Okay. Yeah. This is all on the 16th. All of it. 60 grams. So 30 grams or 24 grams on the 15th of vitamin C ascorbate, the ascorbate form, which is just a white powder, pure ascorbate, and then you take it with water. And all these first days I took it was with sugar and water. But 30 grams the first day, then, or 24 actually the first day, and then 36 grams the second day. And each of those times, I mean, once I reached bowel tolerance, I quit. I mean, in both cases, right? So, I mean, the first day, I'm not even sure I reached. Well, I took 30 grams, right? Wait a minute. Okay. So yesterday, the 17th, I took 12 grams and I reached bowel tolerance and I had terrible cramps after I put a matcha tea latte on top of the vitamin C, the 12 grams. Had that terrible, painful gas. For it seemed like hours, but finally it went away. And I tried everything, like Tums and things. It didn't help it, so it wasn't excess stomach acid. It was something else. caused by the mixing, I gather, of the matcha tea with the cream and the dairy product mixed with the vitamin C that I'd just taken earlier. So now, that 12 grams yesterday was all at once, 12 grams all at once within 2 minutes. This other day I took 3 grams and then 3 grams and 3 grams over a period of 24 grams over a period of 7 hours. More than 7 hours, actually. 8 hours and 12 minutes. I took 24 grams the first day. The second day I took 36 more grams from 1333 until after midnight. So that's another... That's about 7 hours, is it? Yeah, or no, eight, nine, what is it? 11. 11 hours, and more than 11 hours apparently, for those 36 grams. And then yesterday I took 12 grams in 3 minutes, or 2 minutes. And today I took 6 grams in 1 hour. So that's the record. And today I reached bowel tolerance, so it's going away. Apparently the infection is going away, because otherwise I would have reached bowel tolerance the first day after 6 grams, but I didn't, right? So I was infected, I guess. That's what it means. It proves it was an infection, actually, and still is. I'm still infected, though, because it's not gone. So whatever kind of infection it is, it's not the kind I usually have. Usually they're gone once I have the first bowel tolerance. If you're infected, you don't reach bowel tolerance. That's what happens. You just don't reach bowel tolerance, because I guess the vitamin C gets absorbed in your body before it reaches the bowel. It gets absorbed before it reaches the bowel if you're sick, you know, with an infection. And if you're not infected, it gets to the bowel. And that's when you have bowel tolerance. It can't tolerate. You reach bowel tolerance where it can't tolerate the vitamin C in your bowels. And then you go to the bathroom and get rid of it. And that's what the body does. That's how it works. That's what we are believing anyway. So, and it seems to be the case. Now let's take a look at this. I want to repair this thing here. This has got a jagged, broken. See, no, this is the one I repaired before. I used electrical tape and goop. And you see that? Yeah, it's got covered in tape, and then I covered it with goop, shiny glue, which is very sticky and flexible glue, called goop. There's the goop that I use. Is that upside down? Yeah, it's upside down. That's the goop. I like the ultraviolet, marine goop. It says marine, which means it's got ultraviolet protection. And it says it on the container, on the tube, ultraviolet protection. I'm gonna have to run to the bathroom again, so I want to get this done, because my bowel's not tolerating the vitamin C right now. And I want to get this done for other reasons too, which are more personal. I want to put the tape on, right? So it's good to put the tape on with glue and not just with tape. So I want to put the glue on first to give the tape something to adhere to with glue, because it's very sticky. I mean, this glue is very strong when you have a flat surface, a smooth surface. So I'm just going to smear a little bit of glue on here for the glue to stick to, for the tape to stick to. I want something for the tape to stick to. But not too much, because it doesn't need a lot. When it's a shiny surface, it doesn't need much. If you're gluing fabric with this, you need quite a bit. Don't breathe. If you're gluing fabric, don't breathe in. If you're gluing fabric with this stuff, you need a lot more of it, because the fabric will absorb some of it. You need to make sure you have enough. But first of all, that's enough for this layer. I'll put several layers of this tape, so I'll get like double that length. Let's put that in. Not too long, because I don't want to have to put the goop everywhere too far. Okay, so seems like that'll be good. But then after I'm done, I have to seal it all up with goop so that the tape won't peel off. So if I put too much, I'll be wasting a lot of goop, possibly using a lot of goop, which could be a waste. So I just want about maybe 5-inch lengths or something. And then we just stick it down in the goop. This is going to be, you know, a very, very strong repair, potentially. You know, even 4 inches is probably enough. I'm learning from Jerry Rosa. I think I'm learning a lot from him about how to make videos about repair. But I don't know. You have to talk a lot. If you're making a video to show somebody something, you have to talk a lot because it's they're not going to... I mean, obviously you can show them, but you're only going to get one chance to talk, and that's during the video. After the video's over, there's no more chance to talk. I mean, realistically, that's your only chance. While you're making the video, while it's still going on, that's when you get to talk. You don't get to talk afterwards. I mean, okay, so there, I put that around the corner. That means I'll have to put goop around the corner. So I'm going to try to do this really fast because it doesn't take a lot of time, first of all. And also, I want to keep the video short. And it's not really that hard to do it. No reason why I shouldn't do it fast. Okay, but it's... Well, I can also put... You can put the glue right on the tape itself. So put a little glue right on the tape. Cut the tape off. Right, and then just glue it. Well, I put that on the wrong end. You can also rub it in the tape, in the glue. You can rub the tape in the glue. Then I'll stick it in to the into the corner where the two surfaces of plastic meet. I'm just going to then wrap it around. It's got goop on it, so that tape should never come off. Goop is very, very good. You know, I mean, and it's ultraviolet resistant, this goop. That's going to help. I think you want to put... Now I can put maybe multiple layers of tape. It's probably going to be fine. Without adding goop, but I could add goop in between. Let's put another layer of goop in between, just to make sure that it's stuck on. Just a little bit of goop, right? Okay, and then we want some goop. I'll put some goop on the end of the tape again before I stick it on. So just to make sure that it doesn't come off on me. On the inside, make sure there's goop on the inside. That's the normal stuff that happens when you normally, you know, are trying to do something fast and it doesn't always go perfectly well. So there we go. That's the second layer of tape. Yeah. So this could use a bit of tape, but the alternative is buy a new thing. I'm just going to cut some more tape. We'll cut a couple pieces of this. I think that's what we got to do here, right? Cut a few pieces, lay them down like that. This should be, I don't know when we'll be done. I don't know, but we're going to be done. I'm going to try and do it quickly. Not what I wanted. Get some glue on. Put some glue on onto the tape, right? And make sure that the part of the tape that has the glue goes on the inside. And you stick it onto the glue that you already got there on the outside. So it's got glue everywhere. Both glue under the tape everywhere. Everywhere you put tape, glue should be glue underneath it. Now I don't have to cut any more off right now. I can just put some glue on the tape for the inside. And then I stick the outside on first because I don't know how long it's going to be. I want to stick the outside on first like this. Just like that, right? And then that's stuck in glue that I already have put on. And then I wrap it around with the glue that's on the other end of the tape. And that's going to have glue on the sticky side of that tape. There we have it. Now that tape is pretty well done, I think, because we've got a much stronger corner here. But on this corner, I built it up much stronger. Maybe it had cracked. This corner had cracked. But I think the plastic was still there, maybe, but maybe not. So the other thing I want to do is I want to build up the corner, okay, for strength. So I'm just going to cut some shorter pieces. There's one, two. It's better if they don't fall on the floor. I'm going to say that's better, not to fall on the floor. So I'm going to take, I don't know, let's just cut some. And it's better for it not to fall on top of Kleenex. You don't want it on top of Kleenex either. The glue lid, that doesn't matter, but not on top of Kleenex. Okay, so I've nearly got it done. Okay, one more. I think this will be enough. Okay, this is enough. That's going to be enough. And I don't want to use all my tape. I mean, I could use a whole roll of tape, but I don't think it would do any much better, you know. So just insert some glue here. Stick some glue on again, another glue layer. Basically a thin layer, but I don't have to spread it because it'll spread itself. This is a very short piece. Why is that? What's that for? I don't know. So I want a longer piece. Okay, so now I've put too much glue on. I'm just going to spread this glue up because it'll dry. And I want a layer on at the end. So I'm going to put this near the top. Okay, but what I'm going to do, though, is wrap it as I did the other side. And if you can only use, if you can, you can have Kleenex on hand. If you can achieve, if you can make do with one Kleenex to do this whole job, that's a pretty impressive accomplishment, because this stuff is messy. But I've used it so many times that I'm actually not too bad at doing it, I'd say. I'm actually fairly competent with not getting messy, which I don't know how, because it's really a messy thing. So here we go. We're going, that's our first layer of short pieces, right? I always put the glue on first on the one end, and then I use the long end to go on the outside, which has glue I already spread on. The glue is already spread on the outside here. Now I stuck it onto the other tape. Okay, leave it the way it was. Just wrap it, keep it tight. Wherever you can keep it tight, keep it tight. Put this on. I didn't do that one very well because I didn't apply it to the outside first. You need to apply it to the outside first and then wrap it over. That's the best way to do it. Now, that was a longer piece. That went well. Okay, so this way, we're just trying to get it thicker. Now, at the top, our goal right here is to thicken it up at the top. It is getting thicker, so that's great. Push it into the corners. Make sure it's, because the glue will hold it, and then it will become a very solid, resilient sort of thing. I mean, we could even put glue. Well, I'm just going to put this one over the top, right here, like this, I think. But you could even put it sideways, and then several layers. I think I'll do that. Just put side. If I want it to be thicker, right? I'm just cutting glue underneath the tape. Here's another piece. Just noticed to cut this other piece here. So one more. It's going to go on the inside with the sticky glue. And I'll look at it to see where I need this one. Right here probably is good. It's got to go all the way. Let's see. But I didn't put any glue. There's no goop here. Hang on. Got to get my glue on the outside first. Just like that. Yeah, I don't want to put too much on because it makes a mess. Just like that. Pull it down. Okay. And then you basically have it. It's going to be a much thicker than what I had piece. But what I want to do now is I know that corner is not strong enough. I'm going to cut several short pieces here. Okay, I'm going to stick them on with goop on here onto the edge. Now, we want to put these on the edge and make them short. Maybe I should go over the top instead of that. I think it should always go over the top. So I'm going to do the same idea, put some glue on the outside. I don't need a lot of glue for this. I'm going to put it over the top and stick it on the inside, right? And so put some glue on the tape first. First of all, okay, the longer I go here, my fingers get stickier. Let's do one more, anyway, of these. One more. Okay. They're all stuck to my fingers. put some on there on the tape. And can't do that one yet. Here we go. You can put goop on, like as a layer, on almost in and of itself. Like you can build it up, but the tape gives it solidity. You see, goop is not strong enough. Like tape gives it another layer of strength, but it also gives it more rigidity because tape is more rigid than the glue, certainly. Just want to get some glue on the outside before I put this inside on. It's going to thicken it up. That's the idea here. So we're just needing to get some on here. I'm done. Basically done. Okay, so that goes on here. We want to have it kind of, we can smooth out the glue. We can then stand this up vertically. That's what I want to do. But before the glue dries, you got to get it off your fingers. But if you don't get it off, the beautiful thing about this glue is you can just do that. When it's dry, it will come off. Because it's like rubber. A thin layer of rubber that just... It can't... It's easily rubbed off. It just... It forms a sticky ball of rubber. And you're done, right? So anyway, let's stand this up. Let's do this. That's good now. We need to kind of finalize it on the inside. Let's see what we can do here. The way we finalize this is seal it up. It's much thicker here on top, which is what I want. It's beautiful. Okay, I want to cover it with goop. I want to get a layer on top of goop. Like a thick... Let it run. Like, we want it to run kind of down and cover... Like an outer coating. A coating that's about, I don't know. It doesn't have to be an eighth of an inch thick, but something significant of goop on the outside and on the inside. On the outside of the tape, though. Everywhere, all the way around. Especially on the edges where it meets the plastic, because we don't want it to peel up when it gets rubbed sometime. It will sometime be impacted by some kind of, you know, object or hand or... Something will impact and bump into it, and you don't want it to peel off. So the goop keeps it strong in the places where that could happen. So I'm going to squeeze it out. I'm going to start rolling up the tube right now, and that will help it gush out, you know, more without deforming the tube in the wrong shape too much. Because eventually the tube will break, right? So now I've got lots coming out, just oozing out. Just spread it around. And make sure that the goop goes all the way down past the edge of the tape on all sides, all around. Wherever the tape is, the goop is running, covering it and beyond it. And on top, I haven't got my finished layer on top yet. Make a layer of goop and let it run extra, you know, everywhere. Make sure there's extra, and there you go. I think that's it. That's it right there. It's good. I guess that's why I bought like 6 tubes or 12 tubes or whatever I bought of this stuff. Recently I bought a lot of these tubes of goop, so I have some on hand. Because I do use it on occasion. I don't want to breathe that. Okay, so there's something here, the edge where it broke. Is that edge normal? Let me see. No, that's not a normal edge. Normally it's got a smooth corner. See, what I've been doing is just putting goop on top and all down. I apologize for not showing you that. Sorry about that. But no, all I did was I squirted the goop out on top and let it run down, and I smeared it down the sides and all around everywhere. Now I've got extra, so I'll just take the extra off with my finger. And I'll put that somewhere like here on the corner, where there's a corner that's sticking up. I don't want there to be any sharp corners, because that's going to possibly cause a breakage. Right? So yeah, I mean, it's all just natural. I mean, it's all just... the original plastic is intact, and wherever it's not original, that's where I'm covering it with tape and with goop. So I started with a layer of tape, but first of all, no, I started with a layer of goop. I started with a layer of goop, the glue. I started with with glue, and then I went with tape on top, and then I went with more goop on top, and then more tape, then more goop, then more tape. I alternated. Now I just run the Kleenex around, squeezing tight on, but not the tube. Squeeze the tip of it, not the tube, but squeeze the tip with your Kleenex while you're rubbing it, and then just put the lid on. Now it's a clean. I'm not going to breathe my fingers because it's covered in the glue. I just want trying to scratch my nose. Don't breathe the stuff because it's not good stuff to breathe. Okay, that's it. Got to remember not to breathe. That's all. When you're doing it, when your nose is close. But that's all. I believe that's all. That is also the fastest I've ever done that, by far. Never done it that fast. See this? That's what it looks like. See? The goop is on top of the tape, and underneath the tape is more goop, and underneath that goop is more tape, and underneath that tape is more goop, etc. To get the layers that you want. And then the inside looks like the same. It's the same on the inside. It's got I don't know how to do it here. Yeah, that's it. That's the inside of it. I guess that's the old repair. Yeah, that's an old repair where the goop ran down in two places. Well, and that didn't have goop everywhere because that was a crack. That was not missing the whole corner like this one. The corner was missing from the plastic. This is the new one. It's here. So, yeah, just like that. This is the new one, right here. As you can see. Oh, I almost touched my jacket. Oh my God, that would have been disastrous. It sticks to fabric and it never comes off unless you use dry cleaning fluid. But there, it's just running down. Yeah, it's coating the inside. I got a layer. Just like on the outside, I've got goop and tape, and then more goop and more tape. That's it. The top layer is goop. Did I touch my jacket? No. I've got something on my jacket, but I don't have it on my fingers, so I can touch my jacket. Hang on a second. What is that? That might be goop. But it's a very small spot. I just got to get it off. Okay, I've got to get this off right now. Hang on a sec. Just water is not usually a way to do it, but if I can get this off with water, I will do it. You know, if I can do anything. Because I don't know what this is. I think it's goop. I touched it with goop. It's not going to come off. So if I rub it too hard, I'm just going to. If I make a. I mean, I might. If I rub it with my fingers that have goop, I might make it worse. So. Because they still have some little bits of goop on them. Let's see. What am I going to do? Okay, I got to take these off. This is just no good. Now I can see. What is that? Okay. I can pull. You can pull the fabric. It will actually come off if you pull it, because it's still not dry, right? But yeah, that might be a damaged. But this is going to be my outer jacket because this is a large size. It's going to get stained because it's going to be my larger outer. It's going to be the outer layer that I use. So I guess I shouldn't worry too much about this, but this is goop. That's no question. That's not a stain. That's from the glue. It's a tiny little thing. You can see it's just this tiny little spot right here. That little spot, which you're not going to even really see it much, but there, but you probably will. You will see it. It doesn't come off with water, so that means it's not soluble. It's not soluble in water. I'm going to try a little bit of rubbing alcohol because I think that works. I think rubbing alcohol works. I'm going to try that. This is the. I think it does actually work. Rubbing alcohol. Come to think of it, but I'm not going to use a dirty Kleenex. That's not intelligent. Not intelligent to use a dirty Kleenex for something where I want to get a good result. So I'll use a wet. Using isopropyl. 99% isopropyl, which means 1% water. I'm going to just try this. This is Patagonia, is it? No, it's not, so I guess it's okay. It's not using water-based dyes or alcohol-based dyes or something that's going to remove those. It's not removing dye. But, you see, I could be damaging the fabric. Because not now. I don't think I am now, but I mean, now I could be, but I'm also, I mean, before, with what I've already done, I already might have damaged it by the scratching of the fabric that I already did. I could have damaged it already. So this might be too late. But the fabric will get damaged over time. Anyway, you know. You're not going to see it now as much because it's wet. I mean, the spot, you're not going to see as much. Maybe it's better, maybe it's not, but we won't know till it's dry. Well, I think it's not really damaged. I think it's just where the glue is, it looks different, and that's why it looks like it's damaged. It looks like I tore out some of the fabric, but I didn't. That's what I think is going on. I didn't really tear out any fabric. It just looks like that. But that's because some of the glue has matted down parts of the garment. So I want to get this out by just rubbing it gently with solution, possible, by the wet alcohol. That also has a strong odor. Can't be healthy to breathe it. I don't know. Look at, when I rub it against the grain, it looks wrong. That means that's the way I should be rubbing it to get it to remove that. Rubbing alcohol is good for friction. That's why it's called rubbing alcohol. It's also called isopropyl, but so I've already, yeah, I need dry cleaning solution. That's how I would do this. I need to get some dry cleaning solution. Yeah, I can do that in the future. I can get some, I'll order some dry cleaning solution, I guess, fluid. That's what I'll do. And then I'll have some available for removing goop from garments, and I'll be able to fix this. So there's nothing I can do now except to say bye for now. I love you. And this is November 18th, 2022, 14:43 hours, word green out.